This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Often, it's the simple things that make the biggest difference. For instance, have you ever thought about how powerful it is to know someone's name? Knowing someone's name is certainly not rocket science, but it does make a huge difference in relationships. I remember a few years ago taking my grandson, who was then 4 years old, to lunch. He's now 8. I didn't tell him the place where we were going. I just left it a mystery. And he was asking questions. Do I get a free toy when I go there? You know what he was thinking of. No, I said, it's something actually better than that. I didn't explain. I just let it go. So we arrived at the local restaurant here in our town. And I knew what would happen. My friends who worked there greeted me by my name. And immediately they wanted to know my grandson's name. And from then on, wherever they came around our table, they called him by his name, Eli. Eli, would you like to sample the tea to make sure it's sweet enough for you? Eli, what would you like to order? Eli, would you like those French fries? And on it went. He was so taken by all the attention that they were giving him that he didn't even think about the toy. Of course, it helped that he liked the food and especially the ice cream for dessert. Some time ago, the editor of our local newspaper here did an article on this particular restaurant and titled the column, Where Everybody Knows Your Name, after the 1980s hit sitcom Cheers. When someone knows your name, well, that just makes a great difference in your perception of them and even yourself. In your mind, you carry an important value to them. You are significant. When I was a student in college, I had a professor that I liked. But every time I would see him or he would see me on campus, he would smile, look at me and say, there he is. It was a way of saying, I know you're in my class, but I don't know your name. Well, there's another professor I also liked. And when I saw him, he surprised me. He said, hello, David. It surprised me so much that I was momentarily speechless. I automatically felt important, like he really knew who I was. I shouldn't have been surprised when I saw on Instagram a few weeks ago that he had retired, and upon his retirement, it showed how much of an impact he had made on students over his many years of teaching. Now, the truth is, neither one of those professors knew me well, but the fact that one was able to call me by my name made me feel like they knew me, or at least that I was important. So guess which of those professors I took for another class? Of course, the one who knew my name. Dale Carnegie said, a person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language. If you're like me, remembering names doesn't come easy. I have to work on it. And there are things that can help us remember, like asking people questions to get acquainted, then repeating their name during the conversation, and then writing their name down as soon as you can. And I've had some success in name association, that is associating their name with someone I already know or perhaps a famous person that's familiar with me. And my suggestion is if you can, keep a file and write it down and go over it. Repetition is the key for me, but I still have to work on it. I remember talking to a guy, carried a notepad around with you, pulled out his notepad and wrote my name down. And he said, well, if I come across you here in the next 3 weeks, I'll put a check by your name and I'll try to remember you. I thought, man, that is weird. You don't need to do something like that. Just do the best you can to remember that name. Go over it and repeat it. Well, the best news that I have for you today is that the Lord knows you by your very name. Even when Saul was persecuting Christians, the Lord got his attention by calling him by name. He said, Saul, Saul. The Lord said that to Saul. He called him by name. The Lord has called you by name. Make a commitment to know names. There is power in knowing a name, and there's wonderful comfort in realizing that the Lord God of this universe knows you by name. Do you know him? That's the question. Think about that. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.